Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 11, 1805. Charbonneau quits. The captains do not think much of Charbonneau and make no secret of this in their journal entries. He certainly shows his true colors today. Clark writes the details.
A cloudy, cold, windy day. Some snow in the latter part of the day. We determined to have two other pirogues made for us to transport our provisions. We have every reason to believe that our Minotauri interpreter, who we intend to take with his wife as an interpreter through his wife to the Snake Indians, of which nation she is, has been corrupted by the company. Some explanation has taken place which clearly proves us the fact. We give him tonight to reflect and determine whether or not he intends to go with us under regulations stated. Captain William Clark, March 11, 1805.
You'll notice that Clark declined to actually name the offending company. The regulations for members of the expedition included standing guard is scheduled, doing chores, cooking is assigned, and caring for the expedition's supplies. The captains had problems with Charbonneau from the very beginning. He made it clear to the captains, as the winter wore on, that he would not do menial tasks or participate in sharing the chores with the rest of the men. He claimed he was hired on only as an interpreter. He sort of came and went from the fort to the villages as he pleased. A few days ago, Charbonneau returned from the Minotauri with a load of gifts he had received from the traders there and stated that he wished to quit the expedition. The captains may have assumed that the Hudson's Bay and the Northwest Companies wished to sabotage their expedition in the interests of securing the Indian trade to themselves. Laroque and Mackenzie make no reference to such maneuvers, and Laroque gives the impression that he and Mr. Bunch, the Hudson's Bay man, were far more interested in competing with each other than in forestalling the Americans. The captains probably suspected that Charbonneau was dealing with the Northwest and Hudson's Bay companies for personal gain, and possibly giving them information regarding the captain's plans. No trial resulted from this treasonous behavior, as Charbonneau was not an enlisted soldier. The captain simply told him, be off. Charbonneau moved out of the fort that day and camped nearby. Tune in for the rest of the story next week. Monday, the river is rising.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.